shadow I will be with Jesus Christ, the apple tree. This fruit doth make my soul to thrive. It keeps my dying faith alive. This fruit doth make my soul to thrive. It keeps my dying faith alive. Which makes my soul in haste to be with Jesus Christ, the apple tree.
Will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks and praise for this day, for fruit, for life, for new life. Meet us, O God, in this place. Bless us with your mystery. Bless us with your presence. Bless us with your holy boldness, that we might take all you have given us and bless the world we touch. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I always like to take this whole story and lay it over our own life's journey. And I think there's a lot in this. In fact, I was just thinking about your story, Franz, and what it was like to take in a teenage girl pregnant and wrap her with love and care for her. And today, I mean, what do we call teenage girls who aren't married? Really, what do we call them? And what else? Don't make me work for this. Single mothers, unwed, right? Unwed. We oftentimes refer to the young woman who is pregnant, not married, with a little bit of judgment, just on the edges, right? Right? And what do we call Mary? A revered virgin, blessed by God for bringing new life into the world. How come we have a disconnect with that tension? What have we done with our purity codes to miss the gift of new life? Is it only because we know the end of the story? That's kind of been a theme in this holy season. Because we know the end of the story, we can lay over it all kinds of feel-good experiences. But this story is a story of heartache, of pain, of a willingness to say yes to something not popular. Anybody been there? Many of us know intimately the experience of wrapping ourselves around a truth that's not popular. Can I get a witness? I just wondered if you're still with me. Labor, if you've ever been with anybody in labor, it is difficult to watch. You don't really know how to help. You know, you watch TV, like, you know, one of those shows that has somebody in labor, and you see the coach there going, breathe, and the mother in labor is going, shut up! young. Nobody around her that had ever been at a birth before. Scary. Fearful. And yet, she was in the midst of saying yes to this call with every labor pain, with every moment that she began to open herself up and push this baby into the world. How is it that the gift of this Christ child continues in our hearts and lives? How many of you watch the news and say, is there ever anything good on? Do you have that question? Because I got a really good one. Want a really good one? Where's William? William brought me an article about his life's journey this week. You can sit down. William was on a bus sorting out the details in his wallet. And in the busyness of all that he was doing, he dropped it and lost it. It had $2,200 in it, cash. It was all the money he had. He'd been saving for a while. The bus driver was cleaning out the bus and found the wallet. Wilfred De La Paz found his wallet and then found him, turned it in, and when he was questioned, because 100% of the cash and every other content was still in the wallet, when he was questioned, he said, I could do nothing other than give this person back their property. And while William got his property back and his money back, he got a bigger gift than that. He got the gift of trust and honesty and respect and integrity, and now that has a ripple effect in our lives, and we can carry that story into all of the people's lives we touch. And the next time somebody complains that the only thing good on the news, there's nothing good on the news, you could say, wait a minute, I know somebody in my church who was not just blessed by having their property restored, but was blessed by the character that I believe this whole story is about, to invite us into what it means to have the character of trust and honesty and respect and integrity. That's the gifts Mary and Joseph birthed their child into the world with. What is it about God who comes to us in lots of different ways? Oftentimes, we even miss those moments because we're so busy looking for our question, is God real? Is God alive? Is God really among us? Anthony De Mello writes this story. God's relationship with creation, it's called. God dances creation. God is the dancer. Creation is God's dance. The dance is different from the dancer, yet they have no existence apart from each other. The dance and the dancer, you cannot take the dance home in a box. Once the dance has become a part of you, you are one with it. The moment the dancer stops, the dance ceases to be in our quest for God. I love this. Listen to this. In our quest for God, we think too much, reflect too much, talk too much. too much. Hello? Can I get a witness? Even when we look at this dance that we call creation, we are the whole time thinking and talking, either to ourselves or each other, reflecting, analyzing, philosophizing. Words, movement, noise. And it all happens from here to here. He invites us into this opportunity. Be silent and contemplate the dance. That is different than thinking about it. To just be in the dance. He invites us to just look at a star, a flower, a fading leaf, a bird, a stone, maybe even a silk plant. Maybe. A styrofoam snowflake. Maybe. To just be with it. Any fragrance of the dance will do. Look, listen, smell, touch, taste, and hopefully it won't be long before you see God, the dancer of the dance. The student was always complaining to his teacher, "You are hiding the final secret of Zen from me. I am convinced and the world would not accept the teacher's denial." One day, they were walking in the hills when they heard a bird sing. "Did you hear that bird sing?" the teacher said. "Sure," said the student. "Well, now that you know, I am not hiding anything from you." "Oh, yes? What do you mean?" "If you really heard a bird sing, if you really saw a tree, you would know. Because you see, beyond the words and the concepts, beyond all of that," the teacher pauses. "What was that you said? Have you heard dozens of birds singing and even hundreds of trees?" "Ah, was it the tree you saw or the label? Was it the bird you saw or the label? If you look at a tree and see a tree, I've really not seen a tree. When you look at a tree, you're looking at a miracle. And then, at last, you have really seen. Did your heart never fill with wordless wonder when you heard that bird in a song? What is it that we see in this Christ child, in this birth narrative, in this miracle? What is it that we see? Do we really see new life, hope, birthed to hearts and lives longing to know beyond a label, God? Why wouldn't God surprise us in the unexpected? And why aren't we expecting the unexpected? Most of us expect what we expect. We expect Christmas will come. We expect Grandma will get run over by a reindeer. We expect that there's going to be busyness at the stores, a little traffic, some holiday cheer. Parties we'll say yes to, parties we'll have to say no to. The famous Christmas carols in that old familiar story. That's what we expect. what would happen if we contemplated the unexpected and opened ourselves up? Can we see beyond what we've experienced? Is it possible? Is it possible that there is more to this story? That each year we tell it because it offers us something afresh and anew? What would happen if we stepped outside of all we've experienced and open ourselves up to that which we can't even imagine yet? I gotta tell you, in 2005, we were hard pressed to imagine an open gay county commissioner on our county commission board. But we saw a need for it. And at least one person in our community heard the call and stepped out into that tumultuous, fear-filled, excited unknown. That's a good example of expecting the unexpected. Because when we expect the unexpected, then we're open to whatever it is God is calling us to do, whether we can imagine it will happen or not, whether we can imagine we can do it or not. All we're invited to is to be open and to carry it and to birth it and to let God bless it. And in that, hope is born afresh and anew. And we will all have a part in changing the world. Be silent and contemplate. And in that, hope is born afresh and anew. Will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks and praise for this day, for the reflection of dancing and teenage girls and apples. And singing birds. Meet us, O God, in these places of our heart's longings. Help us to see beyond all that we know into all that could be. May we be open to what you have called us to. And may hope be birthed afresh and anew. Amen.
The first Noel the angel did say was to serve.